All right, let's get to the highlights of this one, and we're going to pick it up later in the game. It started with both teams punting the ball, number of penalties early, late hits by both teams on the same series in the first half after the Wildcats were starting from their own 11 and trying to get out of that hole. A.J. Henning caught a pass, was hit, fumbled, and was recovered at the 9 by Minnesota's Kyler Ball. In the next play, the tight end, quarterback, Kalik Manis, completed a 9-yard touchdown pass to Lamecki Brockington. It was 7-0 in favor of the Gophers. In the second quarter, midway through, Darius Taylor scored from a yard out to make it 14-0. And later in the second quarter, 2:50 to go till halftime, it was an 18-yard pass from Kelly McManus to Daniel Jackson for a score, and it was 21-0. The Cats, though, answered an 80-yard bomb from Ben Bryant to Bryce Kurtz with 2:06 to go, got the Cats on the board 21-7. But Minnesota would kick a 50-yard field goal. Dragan Kesich with 1:04 left in the half to make it 24-7 at halftime. Into the third quarter we went. The Wildcats would get on the board midway through. Jack Olson, a 37-yard field goal to cut Minnesota's lead to 24-10. Minnesota went 3-and-out. Cats got the ball back. They went 3-and-out, punted to the Gophers, who took over near midfield. They faced a 4th-and-1, and this was a play on which it looked like the Wildcats might have come up with a huge stop. As the tight end in motion hands it off, Taylor's hit, and he bounces off and breaks away. 35-30 to the 15-10, 5 touchdown. 43 yards for Taylor. They had him stopped, Bryce Gallagher, and he broke out of the tackle, and then there was nobody between him and the goal line. 43 yards on the run. It was 31-10 Minnesota. Cats got the ball with 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Bryant started connecting, 12 yards to Kurtz, 13 yards to Cam Johnson, 16 yards to Joseph Hyman, along with a late hit call on Minnesota. Eventually, the Cats got down to the Gophers' one-yard line. Cats will go for the eye. And here's Cam Porter straight ahead. Touchdown! Cam Porter, a one-yard run. And the Wildcats, with less than 3 minutes gone in the fourth quarter, trying to climb their way back. It was 31-17. Minnesota went 3-and-out. Cats got the ball back, this time on their own 31. 3 passes from Bryant, all of them to Bryce Kurtz. 21 yards, 31 yards, and then the final 17. Here's Bryant going to throw it once again. Going middle of the field, Kurtz, touchdown! Bryce Kurtz, second touchdown catch of the night, and just like that, the Wildcats very much alive on this Saturday night. It's a one-possession ball game with 9:46 to go. 31-24. Minnesota would punt the ball back to the Wildcats despite a 19-yard gallop by Kalik Manis into Wildcat territory. The Cats forced a punt. Cats got it with 2:07 to go at their own 20-yard line. And a face mask penalty would move the drive, would aid the drive as they moved it deep into Minnesota territory. They would eventually get it down close, but just 5 seconds remaining in regulation. Bryant with trips left, single receiver right. Last gasp for the Cats. Snap to Bryant. Pumps once, throws over the middle. Touchdown! A.J. Henning! Middle of the end zone! And the Wildcats are within an extra point of sending this game to overtime. Which they did. That drive, 80 yards in 12 plays, took 2:05. We went to overtime, tied at 31. The Cats won the toss, elected to play defense first. They held Minnesota inside the 5-yard line, forcing a short field goal by Kesich, just 20 yards, to put Minnesota ahead 34-31. The Cats then got the ball in the 25. This turned out to be the only play they would need. First down. Here's Bryant. Rolls right. Looking. Now throwing downfield. Wide open. Caught. Mangieri. Touchdown. The Wildcats win. Bradley Vanjiri, all by himself. Touchdown Northwestern, and the Wildcats have stunned the Gophers in overtime.
By a final score of 37-34.